Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and the program is Bookshelf. Islam is a comprehensive religion that supports all the major issues one may encounter in life. If you feel that Islamic law is sometimes too detailed, there's probably a good justification about it. Islam brings order and enough transparency to communities to help them function with the least amount of errors and friction. If we are to live as one people, we have to follow the same rules. We've talked about various Islamic rules on this show before and explained how they help maintain order and peace in the community. When there is a clear and precise law that all agree upon, things will go smoothly and little room is left for misunderstandings or misuse of loopholes. One of the issues that is always a challenge is, what do you do with the properties that the dead leave behind? Not just properties, but what do you do with the debt of the deceased? Who, if anyone, must cover the debt? What if someone else has a debt to the deceased? Who does he pay it back to? You might think that the answer to all these questions is easy. The heirs, obviously. But courts all around the world are always full of lawsuits about how debts and properties must be divided. Things can become really chaotic if there is no agreed rule that almost everyone is willing to heed to. In addition, law must be strong enough to have the minimum amount of loopholes that can be misused to the disadvantage of others. For that, it must make sense. Otherwise, people will look for a way to misuse the law. In some countries, a person can dedicate all their properties to their cat. Do you really think that law is going to be sincerely respected? In Islam, there are precise rules as to how a deceased person's properties or debt is to be divided. Years shall pass. We shall experience a lot of ups and downs, but the inevitable shall happen. Death. In a will, a person settles what is to happen to his properties and thus, added to existing Islamic sanctions on what one leaves behind, mitigates the complications that may ensue during the event of dividing one's inheritance. A will can be written to remove complications or disputes among the heirs. In addition, a will is a final resort, a cri de coeur, a final attempt to request help for the soul that has been separated from its body and no longer has any access to it. Once dead, all opportunities to make up for the past or do something that will constantly produce heavenly rewards is closed, unless you have a will. Your will is your final words, your final begging to the living to act in accordance to your needs in the afterlife. A will might be the most important document any person writes because it is a letter from the afterlife. We'll be back after the break.
Let us not forget. Let us not forget who we are, whence we came, where we shall go. Let us not forget. We have now fallen and forgotten who we are. Wandering on earth with no compass in hand. But we can remember. Let us not forget that although cast in this lonely world. Let us not forget, although blinded by veils and neglect and heedlessness. We are placed here on earth to remember.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of having a will. Born in 1957 in India, Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi, which is today's author, migrated to Tanzania with his family. He went to Qom for his seminary studies and returned to India. And after a few years, he was invited to Canada, where he became the director of Islamic Education and Information Center. Today's book is by him, and it's called Making an Islamic Will, and it's been published by Islamic Education and Information Center. It's a concise book about the necessity of making a will and the Islamic procedure of creating it. The contents include writing an Islamic will, is it necessary, the one-third option, what is the estate, wife's share, executor or executrix, guardian of children, the circle of heirs, basic shares of the most common heirs, and a list of charts explaining 36 most common divisions of an estate. And the most important, the most interesting part of this book is a sample of an Islamic will. All right, we're going to take a short break, and after the short break, we'll be back to read a piece of this book.
Seven barometric pressure.
Come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were introducing the book Making an Islamic Will by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. I'm going to start reading from this part, which is about the necessity of writing a will. Although the law, Canadian as well as Islamic, does not say that making of the will is a must, but by looking at the consequences of not having a will, it is necessary, both from legal aspect as well as the Sharia aspect. Firstly, if a person dies without a will, the government appoints an executor who will divide the estate among the heirs as he or she sees fit. The pay of the executor for this job will come out of your estate, and the government system takes its time in getting jobs done. Secondly, from the Sharia point of view, your heirs may get more or less than the share specified for them in Islam. By not writing a will, you are leaving the door open for a non-Islamic authority to distribute your estate according to its own views. So not having a will is costly as well as problematic from both Canadian and Islamic points of view. Considering the consequences, I think it is wajib for a Muslim in Canada to have an Islamic will, more so when you realize that the law of the land allows you to do so. After a person dies, what is the relationship between him and his estate? There are three possibilities. He has full control over it through a will. He has partial control over it through a will. He has absolutely no control over it. Islam has taken the middle position. It says that when a person dies, he still retains the right to decide about up to one-third of his entire estate. But as for the two-third is concerned, the deceased person loses the right to dispose according to his wish. The two-third must be divided according to the share specified by the Sharia. Most of these shares have been specified in the Quran itself. This law is a part of the overall system which Islam has introduced for the distribution of wealth in society. This right of disposing the one-third according to your own wish can be exercised only by making a will. You can do whatever you like with the one-third, give it to a family member, a relative, a friend, a charitable cause or organizations or whatever. For example, you can use the one-third or a part of it to make, if you like, the shares of your wife or your daughter equal to those of your other children. When the Quran talks about wasiyat, which is normally translated as will, it refers to the will covering the one-third only. For example, it says, "It is prescribed upon you when death approaches any one of you, if he leaves behind wealth, that he should make a will for his parents and near relatives in a fair manner, in the one-third. This is a duty upon the pious people." Writing more than one-third to a person or a cause means depriving the potential heirs of their rightful share of the estate, and therefore it is considered unjust and wrong. So this book will take you step by step. First, it'll explain to you why you need a will, and then it'll help you write a proper will. This is something that all of us will have to write because death is inevitable and it will occur to every single person. That's all the time we have. If you miss the program, you can always download it from our archive on our website. Until next week, from IRIB English Radio and the whole team here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.